Pharrell put his Barry White voice. Oh, yeah, there's something about you.
It is Snoop Dogg in the building, people. It is Hot 97. We're doing it's Throwback Thursday. We're doing New York's favorite Snoop throwbacks today.
Mm-hmm.
And
so far, so hood.
You like it?
I love it.
What is your favorite Snoop song?
My favorite Snoop song would probably be...
it's probably an album cut, right? It's probably like some...
Murder Was the Case.
Oh,
yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, that's hard.
Oh, you know what else I like, too? America's Most Wanted.
Mm. Picture perfect. I paint a perfect picture.
Mm. Ain't nothing but mm-hmm. That was crazy. You have classics, my friend.
Mm-hmm. I try.
Too much.
It's pretty. It's a pretty amazing
catalog.
You have not just the catalog, but your career in general.
A journey, huh?
It's been an amazing journey.
Yeah.
To watch, you know, have they done one of those Snoop Dogg behind the scenes thing?
I think they have, no?
The life of. They should.
They did it behind the music. On
behind the music.
Yeah.
We need an updated one.
Yeah.
We need a full one.
I think I'm ready to do my life story.
Mm. Like a book?
No, like a movie.
Ah.
With a soundtrack.
That'd be tough.
Of course you would have a soundtrack.
Yeah.
A hot-ass soundtrack, too.
Why not? Not why.
I mean, and just the different phases to watch, you know, the whole Death Row and mm-hmm. the whole West Coast. And mm-hmm. We went through that whole phase. And mm-hmm. then, and even to see you develop into, like, the show now with your family. And mm-hmm. it's been quite a
journey. It's an emotional roller coaster. I'm happy to be here still relevant. You know, mm-hmm. like I say, a lot of the MCs call me Uncle Snoop. And I love that because that just says that it's a lot of respect and it's a lot of, you know, love from the years that I put in making this music.
Mm-hmm. Do you, I was mentioning the show that you did with your family. Do you feel like that, because, you know, you had this.
This gangster stigma about myself and that toned me down.
This pimpish Snoop Dogg.
Well, my wife run my house. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. The pimp stick is left outside when I go in the house. All the pimp clothes and minks is left outside when I go in the house. She runs it.
But does that change how people look at you? Because, you know, even now, if you've seen with a girl at a club or something, it's going to be...
Yeah, they always,
people feel they know they're invested in your family life now.
Exactly. But at the same time, people still know and understand that there's a lot of mutual love and respect for my wife and my kids.
Mm.
So anything that I do is out of respect. So if I am in a club dancing with somebody, giving somebody a picture... That's my professional life that I live is Snoop Dogg. But personally, as far as the respect that I have for my wife and my kids, you will never see no disrespect at all.
Mm. Aw. Because she...
Amen.
Because she will probably have something for you when you get home.
She is a fool. And you do know that.
She was definitely one of my favorites when they had the Hip Hop Wives.
I enjoyed that show.
I don't care if you me or you don't like me. Mm-hmm. She was great. She was really great. So what's happening now? What's the next phase of Snoop Dogg?
The next phase is I'm the new president of Priority Records. So.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, thanks.
That's another phase.
I have a job now.
Are you going to wear a suit to work? Are you going to start wearing button-ups and ties?
You know, I look fly in a suit, Angie, so you know I can pull that off, you know what I'm saying? Just whip my hair in a ponytail and get it done real quick, like, so I can get that done. You know, I'm going to do that in between time, in the meantime, but
mm-hmm.
I'm just happy to have a position to be able to bring back to life a lot of these old-school records, like, for example, the EPMD's first record, I'm re-releasing that. I'm re-releasing the Eazy-E's first album, NWA's first album.
Wow.
Also putting out, you know, a bunch of compilations to dictate the blueprint of Priority Records and what it stood for. Because to me, Priority Records is the West Coast Def Jam Records. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? It meant so much to us as a young rapper wanting to become an artist back in the days. I always dreamed of being on Priority Records with Eazy-E and Dr. Dre. And, you know, that was an inspiration to us. So to bring that back to life and have my record be the first album released on it, you know what I'm saying? That's a dream come true.
That's nice. It's funny because we as two different coasts, you know, the hip hop history of the East Coast and West Coast, there used to be this weird kind of competition and
The competition was fun. It was always fun. It was never, you know.
But now, don't you think we're both kind of like.
We're missing right now, the East Coast and the West
Don't
Coast.
Don't you feel like we're both kind of struggling a little bit?
We are, the East Coast and the West Coast. We're just looking at each other like, remember when we had it? Yeah, y'all remember? You remember when we used to eat steaks? Yeah, what y'all eat now? Noodles? The South is grubbing right now. They getting their grub on in the South.
The South is absolutely grubbing.
But I'm so happy for them because they were always laughed at. They were always taken for granted. They were always jokes. They was always people... you know.
Nah, it's nice.
Even
it's
the Outkast boys. I remember at the first Source Awards when they won, the crowd like kind of booed them, and they said something like, "Oh, don't trip. We'll be back." They said something to that effect at that first Source Awards. And after that award show, they took off. And they the ones who kicked open the door for Atlanta. And nobody really want to give them credit. But the Outkast boys opened the door up to the scene.
They sure did.
Absolutely.
Goody Mob, yeah, Dungeon Family, all that. Yep.
Believe that.
What's happening? Anything hot coming out the West Coast that we should know about now?
My young homie Nipsey Hussle coming out.
Yo,
the West Coast.
Listen.
Yeah, we just saw him.
Him on the BET. He freestyled.
Yeah.
And he's like, I came in and asked about him because he stood out to me like that.
Yo, he reminds me of a young Snoop, though, right? Yeah. Even looking at him.
Definitely has a little young Snoop appeal.
That's why I like him because he cold blooded. He sharp. He walking in footsteps and he doing his thing on his own.
That's good.
And he's not chemically dependent upon Snoop Dogg. Like a lot of people on the West feel like, man, if Dre or Snoop don't stamp me, I ain't going to make it. He one of those artists that went out and made a name for himself, so that's why I can push and promote him and say I'm supporting the Nipsey Hussle movement.
He definitely killed it at the thing too. We're gonna do a new joint, right?
Bonus record.
We're gonna do a bonus. We'll do Gangsta Love.
Yeah, why not?
We'll do that. Snoop Dogg is here. You want to talk to him? 75759. My bonus today.